Before beginning this course, be sure you have completed these: Administration Essentials for New Administrators, Administration Essentials for Experienced Administrators, Troubleshooting Fundamentals, and Troubleshooting with Debug Logs, an Overview. This course will assume that you know the content that is addressed in these prerequisite courses, so you will want to complete them to get the most out of this training. Ken Reed is a Tier 2 success agent, and he sometimes needs to help customers who have problems with processes that they have created with Lightning Process Builder. In this Spotlight course, Ken will learn what a success agent needs to know about Lightning Process Builder error messages so that he can help customers who encounter them. By the end of this Spotlight course, Ken will be able to identify ways in which error messages are transmitted, describe common error messages related to Lightning Process Builder, locate error messages in a debug log, describe the process for finding a solution to an error message, and identify the items required for escalating a case related to an error. As you know, Lightning Process Builder is an automation tool that allows Salesforce customers to automate business processes by using a visual interface. Customers can create processes that execute actions when certain conditions are met, add multiple groups of criteria, and associate actions, either immediate or scheduled, with each criterion. For example, a process can be created to send an automatic email reminder to the account team if a high-value opportunity is still open 10 days before the specified close date. Or you can create a process that creates records and notifications based on the stages of an opportunity and also schedules follow-up tasks that execute based on changes to records. Customers sometimes run into issues with processes that they created in Lightning Process Builder, and those issues can cover a wide range. For example, a customer may say, "The opportunity status for hot prospect accounts is supposed to update when the deal status is set to in jeopardy, but I'm seeing an error message that says something about the flow failed to access the value. What's going on with this process?" Or, "I created a process to create an order record with data in the opportunity and account when the opportunity status changes to closed and won, but not all the information is populating in the account. What's happening?" Or, "I created a process that references an account. I want to change the contact to the new account owner, but I keep getting an error message that says, 'Workflow action failed to trigger flow. Can you help me fix this?'" In general, an issue with the process developed with Lightning Process Builder is one of two types. Either the process is completing, but just not producing the expected result, such as team email reminders not being received or an actual error message is displayed on screen. In this course, we're going to focus on identifying and understanding error messages. You can review the modules on creating processes in the Administration Essentials for New Administrators and the Administration Essentials for Experienced Administrators courses. Our first spotlight is that error messages can be generated by a wide range of process failures. An error message indicates that a process has failed in some way, but Ken will see some indications of process failures more often than others. A validation rule may not be met. For example, a process may be designed to set the status of a lead to qualified, but there is a validation rule that prevents anyone except the lead owner from changing the status of a lead. If someone other than the owner of the lead tries to change the status, an error message will display. Or a process may fail to start. For example, a process criterion may reference a value from a related record in which the lookup field is blank, and the process may not start. Or a governor limit may be exceeded. For example, a process may include a SQL query to set a lead status to qualified when the source is employee referral. The process works as expected when individual leads are entered one by one, but when a batch entry of over 100 leads is imported, the process fails because it has exceeded the limit for the quantity of SQL queries that can be handled at one time in a process. A few things to know about what error messages look like. The purpose of an error message is to provide information on the nature of the error, what happened, where it occurred, and why. The details of an error message vary, depending on the error and where it appears. Although an error has occurred in a process, the error message may refer to a flow, because processes are actually viewed by the system as flows. Our next spotlight is that error messages show up in several places: on screen when the process is executed, in email, and in debug logs. The person who uses a process, such as an account manager entering a new lead, will receive an on-screen error message when the process attempts to save the record. The message will include a very short description of the error, as well as the ID of the process component that was involved in the error. The person who developed the process, such as an administrator, will receive an email with a much more detailed description of the error, including the start and end time and date when the error occurred. A Salesforce success agent can create a debug log for the customer to see a very detailed description of the entire process, including the sequence of each event in the process and the specific error message for the process failure. Let's show Ken an example of how an error message is transmitted. Josh Adams used Lightning Process Builder to develop a process to update the lead status whenever the lead source is changed. The object included a validation rule to prevent the lead status from being updated by anyone other than the lead owner. Kim Jenkins, a member of the account team, tried to change a lead source. Her change started the process, which tried to update the lead status, but because Kim is not the lead owner, the validation rule prevented the change from being saved. Kim got an error message on her screen, and an email was automatically generated and sent to Josh, containing more details about the error. So Kim has contacted Salesforce to open a case. She has asked Ken, our Tier 2 success agent, to help her understand why she's getting the error message. Ken tells her that he will run a debug log on her process to find out what's happening. When Ken runs the debug log and reads the error message, he determines that there is a validation rule on leads that prevents a lead status from being changed by anyone except the lead owner. He then confirms with Kim that she isn't the lead owner. She was just trying to make a change to a lead source that is owned by another person on her team. Ken then explains that this is the reason that she got the error message. The validation rule allows only the lead owner to change the lead status. Now that we've given Ken some spotlight information about Lightning Process Builder error messages, let's show him a couple of process scenarios and take a closer look at the error messages that are generated in each one. Jerry Flynn developed a process for hot prospect accounts that will update the stage to needs analysis 2 hours after a deal status is set to in jeopardy. Courtney Brown, the account team manager, set the deal status for First Star Financial, a hot prospect account, to in jeopardy. But Courtney got an error message on her screen when she tried to save the change, and an email was automatically generated and sent to Jerry, containing the details of the error. Let's take a closer look at the error messages that were generated. The error message that Courtney saw on her screen indicates that a process was not triggered. The error message includes the ID of the flow behind the process, and there is a note to contact the administrator for help, but there is no further information about what caused the error. The error message Jerry, the process developer, receives indicates the workflow error in the email heading, but provides some additional detail, including the element that failed, the error message from that failure, a list of the criteria and actions that were executed in the process, and the start and end date and time when the error occurred. As you can see, the wording of the details does not correspond exactly to what Courtney saw on her screen. Courtney contacted Salesforce to open a case. She has asked Ken, our Tier 2 success agent, to help her understand why she's getting the error message. Ken tells her that he will run a debug log on her process to find out what's happening. When Ken sets up the trace flag to create the debug log to reproduce Courtney's process, he makes sure to select the finer level for the workflow filter so that he can get the level of detail he wants for this category. Ken knows that the error is in a process, which is shown as a flow in the debug log, so he scrolls through the debug log looking for the words flow element. When he finds this section of the debug log, he can read the details to determine what happened to cause the process to fail. As a shortcut, instead of scrolling through the debug log, Ken can press Ctrl F to display the search box and enter flow element. The error text in the debug log will then be displayed. Ken explains to Courtney that the debug log shows that the reason that the process failed is because of a problem with the account field. He then explains to Courtney that the account field had been left blank, so the process could not run the evaluation criteria. Let's show Ken another example of a Lightning Process Builder error message. Adrian Wong developed a process to set the lead status to qualified whenever the lead source is employee referral. Connor McCoy, the vice president of sales, imported a large quantity of new leads from a recent internal marketing campaign. Connor's update returned with errors, and an email containing more details of the error was automatically generated and sent to Adrian. Let's take a closer look at the error messages that were generated. The error message that Connor saw on his screen indicates that a process failed to trigger. Remember that debug logs show processes as flows? The error message includes the ID of the flow behind the process, and there is a note to contact his administrator for help. The error message that Adrian, the process developer, receives indicates the process error, but provides some additional detail, including the start and end date and time when the error occurred. The wording of the details does not correspond exactly to what Connor saw on his screen, however. When Connor contacted Salesforce to open a case, he asked Ken, our Tier 2 success agent, to help him understand why he's getting the error message. Ken tells Connor that he will run a debug log on the process to find out what's happening. When Ken sets up the trace flag for the debug log to reproduce Connor's process, he makes sure to select the finer level for the workflow filter so that he can get the level of detail he wants for this category. Ken knows the error is in a process and involves SOCL, so he scrolls through the debug log looking for SOCL. When he finds this section of the debug log, he can read the details to determine what happened to cause the process to fail. Remember that as a shortcut, Ken can also use the search box and enter words that will take him to the error text in the debug log. Ken explains to Connor that the debug log shows the reason the process failed is that the import of the large quantity of leads exceeded the limit for SOCL queries. Connor was importing a large number of new leads, more than 100, each involving a query to assign the appropriate information to the record. There is a 100-query limit to the number of SOCL queries that can be included in a process, so the process failed. Here's a spotlight on locating individual processes in a debug log. A complex process created with Lightning Process Builder may have a number of processes in it, or even multiple instances of the same process. So finding all the individual processes in a debug log can be challenging. Here's an easy way to do it. Use the interview ID to search for a specific process. We'll use this example to show Ken how to search for a process called Update Opportunity. With the debug log for the transaction displayed, press Ctrl F to display the search box, and then enter the name of the process, Update Opportunity, in the search box. This process will then be highlighted in the debug log, and you will see the interview ID next to the highlight at the start and end of the process. You can then enter that ID in the search box, and all the debug lines for that process will be highlighted. Finding individual processes this way is much faster than scrolling through a whole debug log, and it's easy to see what happened in the whole process, such as what criteria were evaluated, which process actions were called, where the process started and ended in the larger transaction, and if there were any error messages in the process. When Ken has read the information about an error message in a debug log, he can usually find a solution by entering some keywords from the error message and searching for relevant knowledge base articles that will help him explain the problem and the solution to a customer. There are many other ways to find solutions to Lightning Process Builder error messages, however. Review the Troubleshooting Fundamentals course if you need a refresher on all the troubleshooting tools available to help find solutions to customer questions and issues. And when Ken needs to escalate a problem with a Lightning Process Builder error message, he should be sure to use the escalation template for the CRM configuration group. He'll find it in the Support Process Index. This template provides sections for him to record his troubleshooting steps and attach relevant files for use by the Tier 3 agent who will work on the escalation. There is also an internal article that provides more detail on the minimum information that is required for Lightning Process Builder escalations, including an exact description of the issue, what troubleshooting steps have been performed, and the location of the various components, such as the debug log and the location of the process in the debug log, black tab links, and so on. You'll find a link to this article in the resources section of this course. The key takeaways for this course are: issues with processes created with Lightning Process Builder fall into one of two categories. The process is completing, but just not producing the expected result, or an actual error message is displayed on screen. Error messages can be generated by a wide range of process failures. Common error messages include validation rule not met, process failed to start, or a governor limit exceeded. The details of an error message vary depending on the error and where it appears. Although an error has occurred in a process, the error message may refer to a flow, because processes are actually viewed by the system as flows. Create and review debug logs to determine the source of the error message. Scroll through debug logs to find error message information, or use the search box to enter the error message text. You can locate individual processes within larger, complex processes with the interview ID. Use the escalation template for the CRM configuration group in the support process index to enter information required for escalating an error message problem. And review the internal article that provides more detail on the minimum information that is required for Lightning Process Builder escalations. Congratulations! You have completed the spotlight on Lightning Process Builder error messages.